I want to take a quick moment to briefly talk about the Netflix TV series The Queen's Gambit, starring Anya Taylor-Joy, I believe is her name, who played the part of Beth Harmon in the movie. And Beth Harmon was a child going into adult chess prodigy. She was an orphan who was brought up in a orphanage, but somehow met a dude in the basement who would sneak her games of chess and taught her how to play the game and gave her books. And eventually Beth Harmon studied all those books and mastered the game of chess. Now, that's really summarizing the film in a quick nutshell, but this was a wonderfully produced and edited TV series on Netflix. I think it was 7 or 8 episodes. Each episode was gripping, and it's the type of series that you look for. It's the type of writing that you look for when you watch a series. Some people may complain this is just yet another feminist take on something that didn't happen in real life. And yes, that is a little bit true. This was a fictional account. This didn't happen in real life, although there are women who have gone through the same struggles that Beth Harmon went through in the area of chess. So it's not completely bogus, but it was just interesting. And the film has even caught the eyes of some of the masterful chess players that are out there now, like Magnus Carlsen, who commented on the film. And I think he said he gave it 5 out of 6 stars. You know, the only thing that he didn't like about it was he didn't believe that she would become, spoiler, that she would become a chess champion after really not having played that many really world champions herself, you know, or haven't had a lot of competition behind under the belt. Other than that, he enjoyed the film, you know, as did I. And I would give this series a 5 stars. It's just, it was really good. It was gripping. It was entertaining. And it's what television should strive to be. Check out The Queen's Gambit. You won't be disappointed.